Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Mariah Carey shot to number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1990 with Vision of Love. The song was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance.
Oh, yeah, and the Grammy winner goes to Mariah Carey.
Vision of Love.
This day in 2000, Craig David scored his second UK number one single with 7 Days. At the age of 19, he became the youngest male artist to score 2 number ones since Donny Osmond did back in 1973.
Do you know what? I just loved music. I mean, I was like growing up with my mum in our little like 2-bedroom flat with all these hopes and dreams of writing songs like Walking Away and Fill Me In and the 7 Days. The whole first album was pretty much written in a room.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We made love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this guy on Monday.
And born on this day in 1901, Louis Armstrong, singer, bandleader and trumpeter. He had many hits including Hello Dolly, What a Wonderful World, plus When the Saints Go Marching In. Louis Armstrong passed away in 1971.
Well, there's one thing about good jazz. You don't have to worry about what they're talking about. But when they pick up those instruments, we all speak the same language.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And that is Today in Music for Tuesday, the 4th of August. Mix 104.9.